really excited because we're going to be running through how to position your brand, your business, your offer as a premium service, and really discuss the biggest couple of blocks I have seen over my own business with launching and selling multiple different offers from $0 to $10,000. With my clients as well, and helping them, you sound great to me, amazing. Because we're still kind of figuring out the sound in here because it's such a big room. We need to get a rug. It's wooden floors, but I got this fun little microphone, so I was like, I feel like that's going to be more of a vibe. But thank you, everyone. Okay. So let's get started on today. So just want to give you a reminder as well that you can join the Offer Expander program for the exclusive price that is only available to those of you that are inside this group. It's on super early bird at the moment for the general public for $444. That's gonna be ending on Friday, and the full price of that program is gonna be $1,500. And this program is all about helping you to sell multiple offers, to stack your income, to generate higher cash months, to have scalable offers in your business. You're gonna learn how to design offers that are really premium, that keep your clients re-signing, that allow you to stack cash. And the price that you get for being in this masterclass is $397, and you just use the coupon code STACKINGINCOME at checkout. The link was put in the Facebook group yesterday, so you can also check that out. But obviously, if you have any questions, without hesitation, come and chat to me about it. Or you can join the bundle and do the content program that's coming up in March, Offer Expander that's coming up in January. Those two are like the best combination. I always say to people, the top two priorities, number one is building an audience, which is through content. Number two is having really great offers. That's gonna set the bar for your business and have a really solid foundation that's just gonna help you to blow up, essentially. So the bundle for those two together in full price is gonna be around $3,000, but you can join until the end of this week of the 15th of December at the end of Friday, Australian time, for just $700. Again, that link was popped in the Facebook group. So go and check out the link. Don't hesitate if you have any questions. And I'm really excited. I was having some juicy conversations with some of you yesterday about joining that program. It's just gonna be the logical next step from this offer and this masterclass. As I said before, we're gonna talk exactly about how to position your business and your offer as a premium service, and the biggest mistakes that I've seen within my own business, my own launches, the own way that I have created offers, as well as with my clients as well. And just know that everything that I'm speaking about is not only based on my personal experience. So before I got into business coaching, I was an online personal trainer. Before that, I was actually an in-person personal trainer running my own business for about 6 years. Then I moved into the online space as an online personal trainer. Then I did intuitive eating coaching. And then I was also a life coach. And then at that time, when I was a life coach, we went into COVID lockdowns, and all of my life coaching clients basically begged me to do business mentoring for them. It wasn't ever part of the plan. And so I started doing it very organically. And the reason why I share that is because all that I'm talking about today is not just through the lens of a business coaching program or from my experience of only selling how to grow a business. I have actually done this in multiple different niches, from fitness to nutrition to life coaching. And also just know that when I was life coaching, I was selling like 5 to 6K packages for life coaching clients, and people paid it all the time. So just keep that in mind for you, because I know even in the past when I have engaged in a masterclass with a business coach and they're like, yeah, just sell $20 million packages. You're like, well, people probably would pay that for you because that seems more like the status quo of like what people pay in business. Whereas know that like I needed that belief when I was a life coach, that people wanted to pay premium for life coaching and for a more like non-tangible return on investment, ROI. And it is absolutely possible. People do want to purchase that amount. And especially now more than ever, kind of like what I was saying yesterday with Kendall around like shadow work becoming so much more popular and common and needed, like that inner child healing, the somatic methods, all that kind of vibe. People are now looking more than ever for alternative ways to get their solutions and complementary approaches to solving their problems. It is just becoming more and more popular. So right now you are in such a good moment to be really establishing your business, because over the next couple of years, it's going to become so much more popular. So if you establish yourself now, then people, you'll build up a reputation and you'll be like ahead of the curve, if that makes sense. So I just feel like it's a really exciting time to be a coach. And I'd really speak to that within your own experience through your content as well. Like that's something I speak to a lot, is like coaching has saved my life in so many different ways when more traditional methods like going to the doctor or, you know, traditionally going to like a personal trainer or whatever didn't help me. And so that's when I sought out to work as a coach or to work with a coach. And I was willing to pay that extra money because I was so desperate for a solution. And that's why it also brings me so much joy to work with clients as well, because I know that there are clients out there that are your dream clients that are desperate for the solution that you have to sell. It's just a matter of bridging that gap between where you are and where they are in a way that they can understand so that they want to pay you the money, because there are 100% people that want to pay you a premium for your solution. And something I want you to consider when you are kind of visualizing and tapping into your ideal client is like visualizing someone that does have money that they want to spend. And we're going to talk about that as well. But even I remember working with a business coach, and she was like, you know, how much money is your ideal client making? And I was like, oh, I'd never considered that before. I kind of just like thought that they were someone that was similar to me or going through a similar struggle to me at the time. And I was just kind of like, you know, they're someone that's got disposable income. They're someone that's earning enough comfortably so that they can, the investment is always still going to feel a little bit risky. Like even just recently, I invested another 20K into working with my business coach for a mastermind that doesn't even start till April. And there's still that feeling of resistance of letting money go because there's so much conditioning from society, from your family, from past experiences of like, hold on to your money and having money in the bank is more secure. But I've really learned to not make investments around my emotions necessarily, which might surprise a couple of people. I don't really invest or even take action based on my feelings for my business. What I do in order to grow my business and the reason why I continue to grow is because I actually think about it very objectively, and I try to remove the feeling and the emotion out of it as much as possible. And instead I ask myself, does this action support the direction that I want to go with my business? And so obviously there's going to be fear and resistance and blocks that can come up with that, but I'm just trying my best to think neutrally and objectively from an outside perspective. This makes sense because I want to grow my business. So therefore, and it's worked for me in the past, so therefore, why wouldn't I continue to go? Otherwise I can stay the same and that's fine. But for me, growth is also a huge priority. So making sure that my actions are aligning with that as well. So within your own clients, that's the kind of client that you want to be talking to. Someone that's ready to move now, someone that has disposable income, someone that's excited by the prospect of growth. All of these characteristics speak to someone that is willing to pay a premium price point. And are you thinking about that version of your ideal client, or are you projecting potentially any sort of self-limiting beliefs or money wounds or past experiences onto that person and trying to save your client from the potential of experiencing pain, aka, oh no, if I tell them, if I raise my prices and put them out there, maybe someone will spend more than they should and that will be my fault. And it's like, that's actually not your decision to make. You can put your prices up and you put the offer out there and trust that the people in your audience are adults that can make their own decision on how they spend their money, and that's not really up to you. And whether or not you put your prices up, someone else is going to put their prices up, and then that client is going to go to someone else and spend that money anyway. And honestly, an investment in you is always going to be worthwhile. And there's a lot of energetic healing that we get to do here if you're feeling that feeling of like being worried about taking money from people or receiving money or feeling weird about selling. That is a lot of energetic healing that we can't get into today that we can talk about more, but that plays a huge role in how much responsibility you're taking for your audience's decisions when that's not really your responsibility. What your responsibility is, hey, I've got this service and I'm going to deliver on my promises, essentially. Okay, so how are you feeling with that? Let me know. Yes, if I'm not charging it, my ideal client will go spend it somewhere else. Yeah, or they'll go spend it on something else as well. Like I know for me, when I, for example, like when I had like really poor mental health, I would just like go shopping and I would buy food out all the time and I wouldn't cook for myself. And that's like all that money kind of wasted in a way when I could have like learned how to manage my mental health better and used my resources in a way that was more beneficial and long-term, give me a gain. You know what I mean? And so it's all these things, but then again, you don't need to be doing those mental gymnastics. Trust that the people who are in your audience are adults and give them the offer and let them make the decision and trust that they're making the right decision for them in the time. And even if it doesn't work out for them in whatever capacity, they probably needed that lesson to make a change. It's like, even if content that I do triggers someone, I'm not going to hold back from doing that because maybe someone needed that trigger to then have an opportunity and an invitation to heal something at a deeper level. Okay. So now that we spoke about yesterday, packaging up your knowledge into different ideas, using your zone of genius as the umbrella that gives you a point of difference and kind of leads everything together, how are we feeling in terms of the next offer that we are launching? Do we feel like we've come up with a new idea? We feel something bubbling up, brewing beneath the surface. What are we all getting excited to launch? Pop it down below. You may already be in a launch. You may be thinking about doing another launch. Let me know with the idea that you have coming up together. And then today, moving forwards from now on, we're going to go through some of the biggest mistakes that I see with people when they're trying to design and sell high ticket offers. So that, because when you have high ticket offers, as we spoke about yesterday, it's going to stack much more faster. So if you think about my business, I actually don't even have any one-on-one clients at the moment. I have a few clients in my mastermind that do VIP. So it means that we still do one-on-one calls and they get messenger coaching with me. But all of my income at the moment is actually through courses, masterminds, and my membership. So basically that's why even this week, I only have 3 calls all week, this being one of them, because the way that my business is set up is that it is so scalable that I don't need to be spending hours on coaching calls all the time. And the thing about that is, like, with my mastermind, so the scale mastermind is around $10,000. And people often pay with that on a payment plan. So if I'm having a handful of people in that every single month, that's already clocking up however much money that is, like, you know, I can't even think. That's like $5,000 a month easily with people on payment plans. Then I have my memberships that people pay anywhere between $400 to $500 a month for that as well. Then I have people on payment plans for other programs. And so it means that I'm coming into every single month already with monthly recurring revenue of $10,000. So anything else that I make on top of that is extra and is like coming from the overflow, as opposed to chasing around and trying to figure out where my next sale is coming from. That means I can stay in a place of abundance. And this didn't happen overnight by any means. This is something that you want to sow the seeds, and long term you're going to be growing that, because when you first release a membership or you do your first round of a mastermind, you're not going to get all of the money at once, because people are on payment plans, or, you know, it takes a while to get members inside the membership. But over time, and within the next 6 months, you are going to be in such a more sustainable place with your business, because you're focusing on the long-term vision rather than just focusing about always how much money can I make this month. Instead, it's like, okay, I don't need all of the money this month. And instead, I'm going to think about how this is going to all accumulate and stack income over the next couple of months. Kendall says, I have offers already planned, e.g. my shadow worker, but I have an empowered dating 4-week course idea for next year, and even a how to feel your feelings 10-day short course idea. Oh my God, I fucking love that, Kendall. Possibly even a collab course with Mimi. Love. I love payment plans now. I used to prefer PIF, but now it's the opposite because it's guaranteed income for months. Yeah, I think it's just like a really helpful thing in terms of cash flow. And I'm like either or, it doesn't really bother me, but often I will put things on payment plans even when I pay my coach, because it's just an easier thing for cash flow as well. And so it's like, that's what all big businesses do. They love to be able to have that like cash flow and like have liquid cash, you know what I mean? So it's a very like strategic thing to be doing. Okay, and for the others that are watching live, let me know what your offers are as well. Made a huge difference in how financially secure and less panicky. Yeah. And with having payment plans as well, it really helps to have your high ticket offers also be longer term as well. So my membership is 12 months. So it means that people are paying me 12 months. My scale mastermind is 6 months as well. So it's like all this long-term offers that you have to know how to market and position them so that people want to commit long-term to you and they can feel that it's a good investment for them. But once you nail that, it creates so much security and stability within your business, so that you can then thrive and bounce off that really solid foundation. And that is what you need in order to be able to grow a sustainable, successful business that creates higher cash months, and also you're able to maintain them in a way that's not going to make you burn out because you're not relying on one-on-one clients. Okay, so let's run through some of the biggest mistakes that I see. So often when people think about expanding out their offer suite, the first thing that they think about doing is selling low ticket offers. So maybe they're like, oh, I'll sell a $50 like short course or a $20 masterclass. And whilst these lower ticket offers can be a really great way to get a small cash injection, we need to think about the long-term plan of how you're actually going to be able to accumulate money and cash in a way that is sustainable and actually going to stack, right? Selling lots of low ticket offers, a lot of people get caught in this trap because they feel like it's easier, or they're like, oh, it's like a, it almost gives them that instant gratification of seeing that notification come through on your emails of like, oh my God, someone bought it and this is fun and exciting and I'll just do that again. And it's this other kind of fallacy that people buy into of selling low ticket is as easy as selling high ticket, when in reality, money is all on the same playing field. And that's another belief that we get to work on, as well as where you learned that different levels of money require different levels of course they require different levels of effort in a way, but it's not necessarily harder. It's more, as I was saying to yesterday, the way that I position and the way that I decide to charge more is how much access does that person get to me? How personalized is this? And even if you think about, you know, going to like IKEA to buy your own furniture versus getting an interior designer and a stylist to select furniture for you, the outcome of having furniture in your house is the same, but the result is going to, one is going to be more premium and personalized, and one is going to garner a higher ticket service. And it's not necessarily more work, because like someone's still got to select the furniture, someone's still got to deliver it and order it and put it together and assemble it in the house, but one is more premium and one requires work by yourself. So that's kind of like, if you think about a masterclass and a course, like here I'm giving you a lot of information and then you've got to go and assemble it yourself. Whereas when people come into my one-on-one coaching, you're still doing work for the, you're absolutely still doing work for the client, but you're working in like more of a collaborative style, giving them personalization, helping them integrate through certain things. And that's the main difference to think about. Me too, Kendall. I had 99% of clients PIF this year, which was great at the time, but it meant no recurring income. Yeah, and like PIFs are totally fine. And this is like another mistake that people often think about, is they get really almost high on the idea of like, oh my God, I got this PIF and I got all these signups and it's amazing and how good is that? But then they're not thinking about what's going to happen after that. And a lot of clients, especially those that are like stuck just below or at about the six-figure mark, are really stuck in thinking about just very much in the moment. What am I selling now? What am I selling this month? What's the next offer that I'm doing? And not thinking about, okay, once this client finishes, what are they going to be doing next? Am I going to give them some sort of offer to re-sign? Am I just going to assume that they're going to be a one-on-one client again? Can I make another offer where they can like downsell into some sort of membership? And this is something you always want to be thinking about with a masterclass, a course, a mastermind, one-on-one coaching. How can your client move into the next step in their client journey and really building that out? And I used to be the kind of person, I'm curious if you can relate to this as well, where I would like constantly just be like, not wanting to plan anything because I wanted to be really like in the flow and spontaneous, and like my business was about freedom, and there was like this rebellious streak in me almost where I was like, I'm not going to plan anything because I'm just going to do everything on the fly, which is fine. And you get to do that. You get to be spontaneous. It's your business, your rules. And you're also not wanting to enter and swing the pendulum so far into having so much spontaneity that there's actually, it becomes like chaotic and scattered. So what I like to do as someone that doesn't really like plans and schedules and rules is I like to write a very loose and like almost quite a feminine plan, in the sense that like it can change, it's not set in stone, but it gives me like, it almost creates a safe container for me then to flow, if you think about feminine and masculine energy. So what I plan to do is like, okay, even for the next couple of months, like at the end of this month, sorry if you can hear my dog barking, we have gardeners coming in today to do the landscaping for the yard, and he hates any intruders, as sausage dogs are so territorial. So for the next couple of months, it's like I knew I had this stacking income training, and it was going to lead into the offer expander. So this is giving you an idea of what offer expander is going to look like. And then after that, in the new year, I'm going to be doing a free offering to lead into my scale mastermind. And then after that, I'm going to be doing a launch for my content program. And there's all these new things that I'm excited about that I'm like not focused so much on like how much money am I making this month, because I'm like, that's just going to happen as a byproduct of taking the right action, of showing up and not putting so much pressure on like how much money am I making every single month. And that helps me to be in flow, to be magnetic, to think about good ideas. And I really just, and again, coming back to this idea of not making your business about your emotions, I don't not post just because I feel sad or I've had a bad sleep or I'm busy. It's like, no, this is my business. And objectively, I'm going to do what I need to do to get to where I want to be. And that means every single day I'm going to post, I'm going to sell my offers, I'm going to show up, I'm going to reply to my clients, I'm going to invest in this business thing or whatever. And really removing that emotion from your business is going to help you to get so much further, because I know so many of us, especially because your intuition is important in your business. I still want you to tap into like your gut feeling of what program you should be running next, or really intuitively planning a launch and how many calls are happening and what you want it to look like. Of course, tap into your emotion, into your intuition, but learn to decipher that from your emotions and let go of this idea that in order to have a productive day or be, you know, showing up for your business, you need to be feeling high vibe and grateful and abundant. Like, it's like, just take the actions that are going to get you to the next step. I just launched a new program, Female Hormone Foundations, that I'm so much more excited to do and will be much easier to progress to another program. Yes, I am obsessed with that, Brooke. That sounds so good. And then it's like, really let yourself go all into the intricacies of that program, so that, you know, and you'll notice yourself being like, oh, I could kind of add this thing on. And you can add on modules, but then also think about, okay, as you're creating that program, you're probably going to get some ideas around what program you want to create next that you can also get really specifically into. And of course, we also want to think about how we can sell multiple things at once. So, you know, even at the start of this masterclass today, I'm telling you the benefit of joining the bundle and telling you about how going from the offer expander into the content program makes a lot of sense. And at the same time, I'm still going to be selling my scale mastermind. And when we can learn to sell multiple offers at a time, not only does it take the pressure off how is this launch going to go, and so we can stay in our fun, juicy energy, like being detached and just showing up for it. But again, it also gives people multiple ways to pay you. And so the more offers you put out there, the more opportunities you have to make cash, the more opportunities people have to pay you and transform their freaking lives. So in terms of selling multiple offers, and I think a lot of people get really overwhelmed with this of like, oh my God, are people going to get confused? And again, to that, it's like, it's called Foundations, gives me the freedom to really simplify it. I love that. Oh, sorry, I missed your comment, Kendall. I have that plan too, but I also get a little impatient, feel like I should launch course ideas when I'm excited about them, or else I'll lose the passion if I wait. Yeah, well, you can launch them now as well. Like, it actually doesn't even matter. And what you'll probably find, and this is something that I'm going to cover more in Offer Expander as well. But like, the way that you can launch multiple different offers is you don't have to be talking about them like consistently all the time. So with this content program that I'm launching in March, I'm just talking about it like maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks. So it's like, I'm not getting so intense with it just yet, because I'm going to wait for it to like fully cook in the oven. And then for the last like 2 weeks, I'll go into a full on launch mode. And this is another issue I see with clients when they're launching, is that they don't have a really in-depth launch plan that is really intentional. So they miss out on the full opportunities of how many spots they could sell, because they're not leveraging like different price points, bonuses, deadlines. They may be rushing the launch as well. So like, you kind of are like, oh my God, I got this idea. And Kendall, I totally understand you with this, but you also want to give yourself a little bit earlier on to launch things, because a huge mistake I see clients doing with launching is that they get this idea for a masterclass and then they're like, oh, I want to run it tomorrow, and then I'm going to run the course next week. And I feel like with some people, they think that if they sell something too early in advance, that people aren't going to buy it, which is, again, a huge myth. I have just invested in a 20 grand mastermind already for April next year. That is literally 5 months away, basically. So just keep in mind that like, you can sell things in advance, and some people actually really prefer that. Some buyers won't even buy things like later on. There are going to be so many different buyers, and we're going to cover that in Offer Expander as well, to ensure that all of your different marketing hits all of the different types of buyers. But some people really like having lots of time to think and prepare, and they need to sleep on it. Whereas some people are really activated by buying things later on as well, or being like last minute people or whatever it might be. So really getting intentional with your launches and getting a lot of clarity around exactly how it's going to go, and really ensuring that the launch and the masterclass and the program in some way leads back to your zone of genius, aka your brand and your whole vibe and your content. Because as I was speaking about yesterday, so often we can get excited about an idea and we feel like we've been talking about it a lot, or we've thought about it a lot. We've had a big transformation in that area. We have had a lot of conversations about it with our clients. And so we launched this idea and then we launched this masterclass and we're like, cool, it's going to be next week. And it feels really hard to sell. And that's often because there's a bit of a blind spot where we haven't specifically spoken about that topic before actually launching the masterclass or the course or whatever it might be. So that is something to be really aware of, like hyper aware of. Have I spoken about this topic enough before I'm launching it? And if not, then give yourself a little bit of extra time. You're not going to lose the passion for it that quickly. And if you do, then it's probably not something that you fully integrated enough to actually be launching a masterclass and a course over it. So that's something I would also keep in mind as well. But I think, you know, if you're launching something in a super early bird in a really advanced, like advanced time, then don't put pressure on yourself to be talking about it every single day. Sell multiple offers at a time. Give your clients more options to pay you and work with you. So, and ensuring that you're following an actual proper launch sequence and showing up for it every single day. So often, and I've seen this massively in the last 6 months, I would say the first like couple of years when I was working as a coach, I could just like put something up and be like, hey, I'm excited, I've got two spots, like DM me, and people would just like purchase it. Whereas now you can't really just rely on excitement to sell your offers. Buyers are so much more sophisticated and they want more information. They want to know what's involved and what's it about and what your zone of genius is. They want to gain clarity around everything that they are getting because they want to make smart investments, especially with this cozy living. So you need to really be intentional in the way that you're launching it. Does that mean that you need to have a million stories and a million testimonials and incredible graphics? No, it can still look visually simple and it can still be a few slides and it can be literally just text, but then the verbiage needs to be appropriate to the level of investment that you are asking your clients to make. And that is also going to be supported by the amount of content and marketing and the way that you show up on your social media as well. Because by the time that you sell your offer, you should have done a lot of the groundwork. You should have done a lot of the grafting way before that to prep your audience to be ready for it. So give yourself more time with the launch. Follow out a proper launch sequence. Make sure you're speaking to different buyers and make sure you post about it a fuck ton to give people plenty of opportunities, because people need more information. They are slower with their decisions and very often people don't purchase till the last minute. Now I see more than ever, like generally I'll have a couple of people jump in early bird, but I'm seeing more than ever that people really need a deadline. And so if you're not posting about that deadline and giving them adequate information, then they don't know when to make that decision and it's too easy for them to get distracted and do something else. What else? Let me just look here. I've gone a little bit all around in a loop instead of following my notes exactly. So you know how it is. With your offer as well, a key point that's going to make it stand out and stick in your client's mind so that they can chew on it and be like, cool, I'm ready to do this, is to ensure that you're not just talking about the result. So whether the result is to have a better metabolism so that you can eat more food without gaining weight, that might be like the result. But then what is your zone of genius with it? It's like, okay, I look at your hormones and I have a more like holistic approach than just, I don't know, whatever it is. I don't know exactly what your zone of genius is. Or like if the result is to like heal your trauma, what is the zone of genius? And those two things combined really distinguish your brand and your offer so that it becomes memorable and it doesn't get washed up with all of the other coaches in your niche that are offering something similar. This is such a foolproof thing that nothing can replicate. Like, you know, if you're like AI can then never replace you, because it's like, this is my unique skill set, and people will always want to work with someone that has that experience or has had some sort of similar experience to them when it comes to a problem that is especially more personal and sometimes intangible, like mindset or nutrition or any kind of industry like that. You're always going to want to work with clients are always going to want to work with people that have experience and have a personality and, you know, or the wisdom as well. So that's something that you can really leverage, and it really makes your brand really memorable. And it's something that we spoke about yesterday as well, is that you don't want to try and fit every single thing ever into your program. So your one-on-one coaching is going to cover so many different topics, and there's going to be a lot that you can cover in there. And when you're talking about your one-on-one coaching, you want to focus on like three or four main points that you can speak to with your clients and that you cover with your clients so that there is some clarity. But then you also want to talk about your zone of genius and how working with someone one-on-one gets them the best result and really speaking to the benefits of working in a close proximity way with those people. And the same goes for like a course. Okay, what is the benefit of the course? What is the benefit of doing messenger coaching and really honing into the angle of the benefits so that people can understand and so that they get the reason as to why this course is so specific and why they should join the next course or why they should do something long term with you or why they should come into a group program or, you know, helping people figure out like what offer is going to be better for them as well. The reason why I don't recommend putting absolutely everything into one program is kind of what I said yesterday, but just to reiterate it, it's not going to give someone the best experience because digest so much. And so imagine if I was giving you like 4 hours of lessons today, you'd still only be able to remember so much. Whereas if I'm giving you straight to the point and succinct and giving you exactly what it is that you need, you're going to be able to digest it, execute on it, get results, feel good, feel happy, feel like your investment was worth it, your time investment in this case, but money investment for your clients. And then they're going to want to re-sign. And this is another mistake that I see clients do is they're so focused on solely getting new clients all the time. How can I sign up someone new? Where is my next client going to come from? I'm going to post about it on social media, which is obviously important and something that we definitely need to focus on. And we also want to be focusing on an equal amount re-signing and client retention as well, because client retention is a huge way that people, that you will be able to build your business. And so often I hear my clients say things like, oh, they just like re-signed with me, like, you know, it doesn't really count as a sale. And it's like one of the most classic responses for that is like, if you're not grateful with what you have, then why do you think you'll be grateful for more? And you're blocking yourself. Having someone re-sign is literally the biggest fucking compliment, and they are still investing their hard-earned dollars. They're still having to part ways with their money. It's not an easier decision just because they've done it before. And really check your entitlement around that of like, oh, it doesn't really count, it's not a new client, because that is going to be one of the easiest ways to build and stack cash, giving your clients such an incredible experience that they want to re-sign, making it really juicy for them to re-sign as well, making it exciting, celebrating them as if it was a new client. And if they don't want to do one-on-one coaching, again, thinking about what is another offer that they can join? What else do I have to offer? How can they continue to move through my offer suite, essentially? And really thinking strategically in that way about your offer suite. If someone comes into a course, what's the next step for them? And how can I make that obvious to them? How can I make that fun for them? For example, within all of my courses, there's a limited time period that you can use the investment towards a course towards joining the membership as well. So that can sometimes give people up to $1,000 off. And so I'm incentivizing that because not only am I really grateful for them investing in my business in the first place, and I want to reward that loyalty, kind of like, you know, giving people a coffee stamp, but it also helps for them to keep coming back and keep buying more coffees, keep investing in your business. And the benefit of that is too, is that, you know, and you would speak to this in your content, but once you work with someone for a while, you understand them, you get their context, you have like a relationship, which is going to give them better results anyway. And you always get better results with someone that you have a relationship with, which is again why we want to focus on our personality and on our zone of genius, because that is the thing that is going to help someone to want to work with you and make sure that you're like irreplaceable and don't have competition, because your personality and your zone of genius basically removes that competition. Brooke says, yeah, I totally had that mindset of confusing people with too much at once, but so many people I buy from sell so much all the time. Yeah. And so it's just like thinking, why do you think that they can sell multiple offers at a time and you can't? And it's probably an assumption on your audience of like, maybe because you're not in the business coaching realm, you're like, oh, but that's, it's too confusing for my ideal clients. And it's like, why is that? Why are you thinking about your clients in that way? That's a great point. I'm like, if someone doesn't re-sign on my highest level mastermind or one-on-one, then that's our work together done and they won't invest in my courses. So with courses, like if someone is like downselling, for example, and that's not to say that it's like downgrading, it's just they're going down your offer suite, you just have to speak to like the benefit of that to them. So maybe they have like a specific thing that they want to work on. And so, because within one-on-one coaching, you shouldn't be doing that much teaching anyway. And so maybe they don't feel like they have the desire or the capacity to invest in a high-level container, but that's still sales towards your business. That's still them investing in your business. And so And it's like giving them a reason as to why they would do that and why that would be beneficial for them. And so the reason why it would be beneficial for them is they may get learning, they may get a little bit of support. It's not quite as much as one-on-one coaching, but they're still in your energy and that's still going to be beneficial for them. Hang on, I'm just going to close the door. Can you guys hear the dog barking? A little sausage dog. We have, as I said, we've got the gardeners here and they keep like looking at me and I'm just absolutely vibing on my phone here. I wonder if they think I'm like a vlogger or something with my little microphone and my whole setup here. Oh, okay. But one-on-one clients come into programs and courses all the time. Yeah, absolutely. They like people that I used to work with would always do like one-on-one coaching and then they weren't ready to completely go on by themselves, but they wanted to do something. People move through your courses all the time. And this is why it's so essential for you to have an offer suite so that people have choice to move through different things and to try different things and get different levels of support. And what you might find as well is they'll do a course and be like, that was good, but I really want your one-on-one support as well. And so it's just like allowing people that process. So true. That's exactly what I've done with you. Yes, you have, Kendall. Exactly. Moving all around. And again, it's interesting to think like why I do this. Why am I projecting onto my audience that they wouldn't do that? And generally it's because we see our audience as like, because there's this whole thing in business that like we have to make sure that our marketing makes sense to a 4-year-old and it's got to be really simple. And it's like, we take that idea so far to the point where we infantilize our audience and we think that they like don't know how to make adult decisions and we like try to like overly simplify things or think that they like won't understand it. And we're not doing it from like, it's not a condescending thing at all. It's actually us trying to like make it easier for them to invest. And of course it does need to be simple and easy to understand and all that kind of jazz, but not so far to the point where we think that they like can't make any decisions and we don't speak up to them like the emotionally intelligent humans that you also want to work with as well. Because if we're oversimplifying things, then I'm seeing someone with a leaf blower. So if that happens, we'll see how we go. But if you oversimplify oversimplify and infantilize your audience, that's going to be attracting people in that are going to be really codependent and not self-led and really like needy to you. I've gone through phases where I haven't needed one-on-one support, but wanted to continue learning. So course have been great. Then want to go deeper and I go back to one-on-one. Yes, exactly. Exactly that. So give your clients the same opportunity as well. So another kind of myth, I guess, that people buy into. So, you know, we want to be focused on client retention. Let's just tie that up. But another myth is that people have this false belief that they don't have clients in their audience that are premium, which kind of flows on from what we've already been talking about. And people think that they need to like somehow attract people into their audience that are willing to pay high ticket or premium, that they don't already have clients or people in their audience that are willing to pay high ticket. And the thing that I have to say to that is like, no matter what, you will have people in your audience that are willing to pay high ticket. It's just the way that you are positioning your brand. Like I had people in my audience that were willing to pay high ticket when I was a life coach and I had less than 3,000 followers. Like, so it's all a matter of like how you position things. And it's not even necessarily a matter of like how much people are earning. What makes the difference is the way that you position it, because that's why some people who don't actually make that much money will still go out and buy a Porsche and put it on a car loan because it just like aligns with their values. Or it's like how some people choose to buy organic even though it's triple as expensive, even though their friend might earn double as much money, but they don't buy organic and they buy cage eggs, which like who would even do that? But just for the example here, it's not necessarily based on how much people are earning or whether or not they can afford it. It's more based on their value system. And yes, of course, we don't want to be tricking people into like, you know, a car salesman that's like, it'll be fine, just get this loan. We're obviously not doing that. But it's just like people will always find a way to pay for something that they value. And so it's actually up to you to position it in a way that reflects the true value of your course and your service that is actually premium and showing up in that way. And so what creates a premium offer? It's like, firstly, we do need to consider that there are some audiences that are not going to be able to buy high ticket offers. So if you're speaking to like high school students or, that's the best example, then they're probably not going to really have access to resources or resources. But like, that's not even, you know, necessarily 100% true, because I worked with a lot of schoolgirls when I was working as a life coach and an intuitive eating coach as well. And it was just like their parents paid for it. But it's like, if your main target market is marketing towards the high school students, then they're probably not going to be able to afford it. Or even university students that have like just come out of uni and they don't know what they're doing with their life, they may not have enough money either. So there is like an element of fact there where we do need to consider, am I speaking to someone that is, that has the disposable income or is willing to find a way to make it work? So, you know, speaking to people that are in corporate or, you know, have money, or in my case, if I'm talking to business owners, I'm going to be talking to established business owners or leaders, and really using words that don't speak to necessarily someone that is right at the beginning or just about to make the change. Like, because we want to speak to, when we're selling high ticket, that requires a level of trust and like readiness to make the change. So therefore we want to speak to someone that is at that level. If anyone's looked at that change cycle where they're like, I'm ready to make the change, right? Not thinking about it, but I'm ready to execute on this and put my money where my mouth is. And in order to speak to someone like that, you want to be, again, ensuring that the verbiage you are using is reflective of the price ticket and the premiumness of your brand. So like, what words are you using? If you're always using like, learn the basics or understand how to do this simple thing, or like, oh my God, I think they're signing up the leaf blower. Let me know if you can still hear me. I think you'll still be able to hear me now. Instead, we want to be using words like amplify and elevate, and using words that are like, you know, you've started your personal development journey, or you have, do you have any examples for the right words to use to speak to these people? Yeah. So, and using words like master, elevate, amplify, up level, upgrade, like all of those kinds of words. Insinuate, can you guys still hear me? It's leaf blowing central out here. Insinuate that they have some sort of like baseline of knowledge, and lol at this. Do I move? It doesn't look like they'll be long. It's literally so loud, like the leaf blower is like right outside the window. So it's good that you guys can hear me, but it's like, feels like they may as well be in my brain. Okay, the right words. So as I was saying, like using the words like master, elevate, amplify, refine, all that kind of stuff speaks to someone that's a little bit more progressed in the journey. And you might use words like learning and understand and, you know, those kind of more beginner words. That can be more for like your courses and your masterclasses, depending. You may do a course though that is for a more premium client, and then you can also still use those words, but they really make such a difference in terms of the verbiage. So even, I mean, this class was like this. So even though this masterclass was like design, learn how to design and sell high ticket offers, when I'm speaking to like high ticket offers, that is insinuating that someone is selling already low ticket offers. And so therefore I'm speaking to someone that already has a certain level of like progress on their journey, and they're kind of ready to take the action, right? If I was like, learn how to design an offer suite, that would be for someone right at the beginning of the stage. So can you see the true difference between that? So it's also like the difference between like, learn how to eat nutritious foods to heal your hormones versus like, elevate the way that you eat so that you can deepen your healing of your hormones. Obviously that's not the best way to verbalize it, but can you hear how those true, like subtle, like one word can make such a difference in how people perceive the value of your program, which will lead to them feeling more comfortable to invest high ticket in that offering. And even yesterday, oh my God. Okay. So this, is a really random example, but it's so relevant to can they not tell you're busy being a boss bitch? Yes. So even yesterday we were looking on Facebook Marketplace because we need a billion rugs for this place, and we found this like kind of account on Facebook Marketplace. It's kind of weird because obviously normally Facebook Marketplace is just people selling their old random shit, but we found this account where she sells heaps of really cool furniture, quite like funky, like colorful, really cool vibes. And we were messaging her and we were like, oh, can we get this coffee table and a rug? And she was like, yeah, that would be like $1,100 altogether, but I'll give it to you for $1,000. And it was like more expensive than we expected because obviously it's Facebook Marketplace. And so we were like, oh, let's just have like a look around at these like other rugs. And we literally found the exact same rugs on Temu. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's kind of like a really cheap online shop. I'm sure it's extremely unethical and like all of the shady things. We didn't purchase anything off it, but we found the exact same rug, the exact same coffee table with the exact same photos that this girl was using on Facebook Marketplace. Who even knows if she is a girl and that was just her profile because maybe she thinks it's going to get people to buy more things from it for like literally 1/8 of the price. It was like $100 to get the rug off this website. And it was the exact same photos. Like, and I was just like, wow, like, you know, go off queen, get your bank. And like, that's fine. I don't think like, cause people do that all the time where they buy things wholesale and they sell it on. But like, I was just like so shocked to see that she, this person was selling these rugs for like a huge markup. So it just goes to show that you can position things in a way that seem more premium and people will purchase more and invest more in it because they don't like research it more. It's all about the positioning of it. And there is so many examples of brands that do that where like, you know, a lot of brands, what is that? I'm pretty sure Lexus and Toyota are owned by the same big company. So the Toyota engines are the same as the Lexus engines. So therefore you're paying extra. Of course there are some premium features within a Lexus, but you're paying so much more just for the car and the model and the way that it looks, even though the engine, which is like the useful part of the car, is essentially the same as Toyota, which is much more known as more of an affordable brand. So it really makes such a difference in terms of like how you package it up. And there are certain people that will just always want to invest in premium because it is like a lifestyle choice for them and something that they just like, it gives them the feeling that they desire. Like for me, for example, I like to invest in premium things. I like to buy nice things. I like to have premium experiences. I will buy, I will go to Harris Farm over going to the grocery store. I will buy like, you know, organic things because I like the feeling that it gives me, as well as I feel like it gives me a reward as well. So that's how you want to be ensuring that you're positioning your services in that way to speak to those people that are always going to be there no matter what. Tima was terrible, very unethical. Yeah, we didn't buy anything off her. It was just like insane to see the exact same photos that this person was using on Facebook Marketplace. So we also want to ensure that we're selling a premium offer and you have a premium offer in your offer suite. So that can be a mastermind, it can be a group program, it can be a membership, but like a higher ticket membership. And so we want to ensure that you have that because that's going to be a really easy way for you to stack income and start to create the foundations for sustainable higher cash months without relying solely on one-on-one coaching and having to be on coaching calls all day. And the last little mistake that we're going to cover here is you, just because an offer is premium doesn't mean that it needs to be highly complicated or have lots of different like things included in it. People do not purchase things because of what's included in it. People purchase things because it's going to give them a result, because of your skill, because it's going to simplify things and make it easier for them to get that outcome. It saves them time. That is a huge thing. People will purchase things simply because it gives them a result like faster. So if you can, like a really good way that you can sell your offers as well is that if you've got like some past videos or trainings that people can access as soon as they purchase your offer, even though they might not access that offer straight away, it gives them that sense of like instant gratification and they're more likely to purchase your offer simply because they're getting that reward sooner rather than later. So that's how we can think about sales psychology and all of this kind of stuff we're going to be covering in Offer Expander. So if it's something that you are interested in and you have been enjoying the last couple of days and you're really ready to up level your offer suite, include some more high ticket offers that speak to premium clients so that you can have higher cash months, no matter how many followers you have or what audience you think you have, it is possible for you. I used to sell 5-6K life coaching packages with a following of under 3K and you can do that too. So I would love to see you in Offer Expander. As I said, the early bird is going to be ending at the end of this Friday, the 15th, Australian Eastern Daylight Time. If you have any questions about the program, send me a DM. I'm really excited to get this kicked off in the new year. It's going to be starting mid-Jan. So how freaking cool is it going to be that you will finish this year knowing that you have that program locked in? And as soon as you invest, as I have mentioned, you actually get access to all of the past lessons of the Offer Expander program. So you can start learning and getting results straight away and implementing what you learn in those trainings ASAP. And it is literally all for the price of under $400. It's only $397. You just need to use the coupon code STACKINGINCOME at checkout. You can also join the bundle as well, which like It just makes so much sense. Together, those two programs, the Office Suite program and the Content program, it doesn't have a name yet. There's minimal details with it because we're still in super early bird, so the details aren't finalized yet. But the Content program is going to be all around refining your content so that you are blowing up your social media with really warm and premium self-led buyers who are ready to invest. And we're also going to be covering not just blowing up your social media to like attract clients, which is going to happen, but also really building a movement and having like a warm audience of people that are really activated by your content. And I've been creating and playing around with a lot of content recently to prep for this program. And the last time I did a content program was about a year ago, and so much has changed since then. So I'm going to be giving you all of the freshest information, and I'm sure so much will change in the next couple of months. I have had so many clients go viral. I'm yet to go viral, but it's going to happen any day soon. So many of my clients have gone from like, I mean, Kendall, for example, have gone from like 1,000 followers to 50K overnight. I've had so many clients hit 10K and within a few weeks, and that then leading to so many clients and so many opportunities in so many different ways. And so it's really the thing that I'm really passionate about is, yes, building your business, but also having an online movement, having a global impact, changing the way the world sees your niche as well. So like, you want to change the way that women have their relationship with food and shadow work and all this kind of stuff. So that's something that I'm really passionate about showing you in this content program as well. Building a brand, building a movement, attracting lots of clients. So together, those two offers in full price will be $3,000, but you can join for just $700. You need to use the coupon code to get $100 off the early bird price that is for the general public, which is $800. So when you go to the checkout link, you need to put in the coupon code BIGLOVE and you will get $100 off, but only till the end of Friday this week, close of business. All of the details are inside the Facebook group, so just go and check that post because it's all written in there. But I'm really excited to see you in there. I'm really excited for those of you that have started to join, and I cannot wait for the new year. Thank you for all being here. So good, great ROI. Fuck yes, that's what we're all about, Brooke. All right, thank you everyone for joining. Sending you so much love. Thank you for being here. It honestly means the world to show up and get to have really engaged people. Oh yes, and the prize will be announced on Friday, end of this week, for whoever has wins a one-on-one session with me. So that will be just by taking a screenshot, sharing it to your audience, take a photo, sharing to your audience, and tag me and the person who engages the most in here as well. So very exciting times. Loved these masterclasses. Me too. I freaking loved them. Did we feel like we noticed the microphone today for anyone that was here yesterday? Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Kendall. So many epic ideas. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Can't wait to see those of you that come in for Offer Expander and for the bundle. It's going to be a freaking epic 2024. And together, we're going to blow up 10 times more. It's just a fact. Community is everything. You want to be a small fish in a big pond because that will make the difference so, so, so much. All right. Bye.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders, past and present. We extend our respects to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that may have joined us for the podcast today.